It was as late as mid-August that year, and people in 24 states were watching the water rise. For so many months, flash flood warnings or watches, and the rain had just kept falling. We were in some of those monsoons. In a nearby community, the water rose a foot every 10 minutes. I'd never heard of anything like that. I mean, there was barely time to get out. Every time floods like these hit, so many of the resulting deaths didn't have to be, because people drive across a flooded road, thinking they can make it, underestimating the power of that water to carry them and their vehicle away. Of course, time after time, what have we heard the weatherman say? Turn around. Don't drown. But inevitably, some people just don't turn around. And they drown. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about surviving the floods. I've seen too many people I care about make that same mistake in their personal lives, underestimating the current and getting swept away. That's how so many marriages have taken a painful hit, or maybe even a fatal hit, because someone thought they could just flirt a little, get a little, hey, I've still got it thrill. Get closer and closer to someone who, you know, really understands me. Suddenly, but not suddenly, a spouse has been betrayed. Trust has been shattered. A family is in danger of being washed away. Or the flood can come from what was at first just a small compromise of integrity, selling out just a little to land that deal or to get ahead, spinning a couple of lies to cover your tracks or avoid conflict or get to a goal. But forgetting that tangled web we weave, we start to deceive. Ultimately, we end up trapped in the web we wove. Taking on commitments that require you to neglect your family, saying yes to the party where you could wander out of bounds. Just a couple of curious clicks, you know, to see what that titillating website shows. All part of believing that old self-deception that has sunk so many good people. I can handle it. No, we can't. We overestimate ourselves, and we underestimate the current. In our word for today from the Word of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning of verse 12, the God who loves us warns us, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. And then in 1 Thessalonians 5:22, he says, so avoid every kind of evil. See, the swirling waters of temptation look deceptively safe, but the Bible graphically reveals the disaster that lurks in that desire. It says, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. In other words, sin always kills. Always. There are people listening who so know the truth of this all too well. And the sad reality is that sin always takes you farther than you ever thought you'd go, keeps you longer than you ever thought you'd stay, and costs you more than you ever thought you'd pay. Thank God the flood that carries us farther and farther downstream doesn't have to be the end. Not if there's a rescue. And there has been for millions of us, because the God that we've pushed away loves us too much to lose us. Yeah, Jesus jumped into the depths of sin's destructive, hell-bound power to save us, to forgive us, to literally change our final destination from hell to heaven. That's why there was a cross. It took Jesus dying for me to live. The Bible says the Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins to rescue us. With him in my life, I don't have to be what I've always been, because the man who conquered death gives me his power to turn around and not drown. I still remember the day that I realized he was reaching for me and I grabbed his hand. I'm safe now. I'm safe forever. It could be that what you're feeling in your heart right now is Jesus reaching for you to rescue you. Will you grab his hand? Listen, I'd love to help you get started with him. Just go to anewstory.com, anewstory.com. Today, turn around. Don't drown.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.